We were talking last week about vegetables and different kinds of vegetables, and that's where we'll be starting now.
Okay. The last thing we were talking about was the peanuts, and so that we're naming all other kinds of nuts and things now. That's what we'll start with. Good place to start with nuts. Other than peanuts, what other kinds of nuts do you think of as being grown around here?
Well, they don't grow them around here, but they fuchsias, and then they pecans, and then they walnuts.
Okay.
Hickamus.
What do you call, do you have a name for the outside hard covering of a walnut?
Shell.
Shell. What do you call, is that the part that when the walnut dries and it's that falls off, is that what you're talking about?
Yes.
That's the shell.
Oh, that's the shell.
Okay. What kind of fruit do you call it? Kind of fruit that's as big as an apple, but it has a thick skin like a lemon. And I grow them in Florida. Well, no, the kind you grow in Florida.
Oh, grapefruit.
Okay, and what else do you think of? That smaller than a grapefruit.
Orange.
Okay. If there's a bowl of oranges canned somewhere, and one day you go out to get one, and there aren't any left, you say the oranges are
all gone.
Okay. What grows in the garden with a little red root used as a relish?
A beet.
Okay, smaller than a beet.
Radishes.
Okay. What's the red vegetable that grows on a bush or grows on vines, and sometimes you run them up vines and you slice them and eat them with lettuce?
Tomatoes.
Okay. Do you have a name for a smaller kind, the little bitty tomatoes? Do you have a name for them? Okay. Along with your meat, you might have a baked what?
Potato.
Okay. What kinds of potatoes are there? Potatoes.
Sweet potatoes and nice potatoes.
Okay. What's a yam?
That's sweet potato.
Okay. The same thing as a sweet potato?
Yes, same thing.
What do you call the vegetable that has a strong odor and makes you cry?
Onion.
Okay. And how about, do you have another name for the onions, the little small green
friends? Scallions. Scallions.
Yes. What are some of the vegetables that you would use for a good soup?
Tomatoes, potatoes, and onions, and cabbage.
Okay. What about a gumbo? I don't need it.
Don't know.
Okay. If you leave an apple or a plum around, it will dry up and what? If you leave an apple or a plum around.
It'll rot.
Okay, but if it dries up, if the skin dries up, it's what?
It's more like a prune.
Okay. If you say the skin of a dried apple was all, what would you say for all dried up?
Mushed up.
Okay. What are some leafy vegetables that come in heads?
Lettuce and cabbage and collards.
Okay. You were talking about the cabbage. You would say, I like these. Talking about
fresh cabbage.
Okay. Right. If you say, you might be speaking about the size of them, and you'd say, these.
Small heads, what I like.
Okay. When you want to get the beans out of the pod by hand, you say you have to.